Worry flickered through me, but I tamped it down. This man hadn't cared about me since I was 10 years old. He'd never done a thing to earn my concern.
"Can't a father visit his daughter?" he asked.
"A father can, yes, but you lack the basic qualifications, don't you think?" I cringed inwardly as the words left my mouth. Even for me, they were harsh. He graced me with the facial expression theater aficionados called the Albert. Stoic, superior, put upon. Albert Jones might not be a household name, but among people who knew Broadway, he was royalty. Here, where he was nothing more than an absentee father, he was anything but. He and I were linked by nothing more than DNA, a sad truth I'd accepted long ago. Fatigue bracketed his famously expressive eyes and might have weakened me momentarily if he hadn't spoken his next words.
"I paid for this house."
A knot fisted in my belly. Was this seriously how the man felt? That he had a claim on this house? He'd deserted me when I'd needed him most. I laughed, a nervous reaction I did my best to control, but his statement was unbelievable. Either you're still suffering from your injuries or you're even more selfish than I thought. He flinched as if I'd slapped him.
Good.
You may have paid off the mortgage, but this hasn't been your house since you walked away before Mom was cold in the ground. Or had you forgotten that part? He looked at me then. Really looked at me, the mention of her apparently breaking through his facade. Before my mother died, I'd been able to tell the difference between my real father and my actor father. Some of my proudest moments had been watching him on stage, acting out the emotions of characters he brought to life. My happiest moments, however, had been the times during which I hadn't had to share him with an audience. He'd been my dad, and the love that had once shone in his eyes had been genuine. Now, however, I couldn't remember the last time I'd been able to tell whether my father was acting.
"You have her eyes," he said, hitting me below the belt.
I dropped my grip on the door and he slipped past me, stepping into the house as if on autopilot.
"Don't leave," I shouted to the taxi driver, hoping he could hear me.
"My bags," Albert Jones said, as one might say to a butler or personal assistant. Alarm bells chimed deep inside my brain.
Bags?
I thought of the presentation I planned to make the next morning before the opera board, picturing the designs and budget materials spread across every available inch of my office.
"What do you mean, bags?"
"I'm staying for a visit," he said matter-of-factly, dismissing my question with a wave of his hand.
"A visit?"
My father hadn't slept under this roof in 20 years. While I'd never moved into the bedroom he and my mother once shared, the sheets, curtains, and carpet had long ago been replaced, erasing all memory of the happy family we'd once been, leaving behind nothing more than a sterile guest room that had never been used.
"Life is short. I want to know my daughter."
He raised his arms majestically, like a Disney hero who'd arrived to save the day. Sadness pushed at my frustration, and my voice faltered on my next words.
"Don't you think you're a little late?"
A horn blared from outside, and Albert blinked.
"My bags," he repeated.
We stared at each other, our eyes locked. His were a cool pale green, so unlike my mother's warm dark brown gaze.
"A visit, Destiny. Surely you're not going to deny a tired old man a visit."
And so, Albert, the actor, returned. "One night," I said as I turned for the door. I fantasized momentarily about hoisting my father into the air and shoving him back into the waiting taxi, but I wasn't about to give him the satisfaction of knowing how deeply his appearance had rocked my state of mind.
"Has he paid you, at least?"
I asked the driver as he exited the car upon my approach.